Chapter 37. The motives which ought to have their pure source in religion. I must confess frankly that I have not reflected on my motives, I said. T is enough for me to know that they are not dishonorable, and that anybody can see they are not the motives of an adventurer seeking some sordid advantage. He had listened patiently, and when he saw that there was nothing more to come, he ended the discussion. Senor, we should reflect upon our motives. It is salutary for our conscience, and is recommended, he crossed himself, by our Holy Mother the Church. I have here certain letters from Paris on which I would consult your young sagacity, which is accredited to us by the most loyal Dona Rita. The sound of that name on his lips was simply odious. I was convinced that this man of forms and ceremonies and fanatical royalism was perfectly heartless. Perhaps he reflected on his motives, but it seemed to me that his conscience could be nothing else but a monstrous thing which very few actions could disturb appreciably. Yet for the credit of Dona Rita, I did not withhold from him my young sagacity. What he thought of it I don't know. The matters we discussed were not of course of high policy, though from the point of view of the war in the South they were important enough. We agreed on certain things to be done, and finally, always out of regard for Dona Rita's credit, I put myself generally at his disposition, or of any Carlist agent he would appoint in his place, for I did not suppose that he would remain very long in Marseille. He got out of the chair laboriously, like a sick child might have done. The audience was over, but he noticed my eyes wandering to the portrait, and he said in his measured, breathed out tones, I owe the pleasure of having this admirable work here to the gracious attention of Madame de Lastayola, who, knowing my attachment to the royal person of my master, has sent it down from Paris to greet me in this house which has been given up for my occupation also through her generosity to the royal cause. Unfortunately, she too is touched by the infection of this irreverent and unfaithful age. But she is young yet. She is young. These last words were pronounced in a strange tone of menace, as though he were supernaturally aware of some suspended disasters. With his burning eyes, he was the image of an inquisitor with an unconquerable soul in that frail body. But suddenly he dropped his eyelids, and the conversation finished as characteristically as it had begun. With a slow, dismissing inclination of the head and an adios, Senor, may God guard you from sin. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.